From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. It's just 3 months till Election Day, and new polls show Democrat Hillary Clinton increasing her lead over Republican nominee Donald Trump in several key states. In New Hampshire, Clinton leads Trump by 47% to 32% in a new poll conducted for WBUR Radio. However, 46% of the respondents said that Mrs. Clinton is not fit to be president. That's compared to 56% of New Hampshire voters who said the same about Donald Trump. In Pennsylvania, Clinton leads Trump 49 to 38% among likely voters, according to a Franklin and Marshall College poll. Meanwhile, in Florida, Clinton leads the Republican nominee by 6 percentage points, 48% to 42%, according to a poll released Thursday by Suffolk University in Boston. Clinton leads Trump by 9 points in Michigan, according to a Detroit News WDIV-TV poll. The vice presidential candidates were stumping for their lead candidates on Thursday, with Indiana Governor Mike Pence telling an audience in North Carolina that Donald Trump was uniquely American. Pence, who has found himself at odds with Trump on some issues recently, told the crowd that Trump does not play politics, but says what he means.
He's a doer in a game usually reserved for talkers. And when Donald Trump does his talking, he doesn't go tiptoeing around thousands of rules of political correctness that are laid in the path of men and women who want to take a conservative stand.
Meanwhile, in Baltimore, Maryland, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine told the National Urban League that Hillary Clinton stands for equality for all citizens, regardless of their backgrounds. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Several Russian athletes are waiting to see if they will be allowed to compete in the Rio de Janeiro Olympics. IOC President Thomas Bach said a decision will be announced late Thursday following a review of the doping records of individual Russians. Speaking at a news conference, Bach said nearly 100 athletes have been identified as dope cheats and barred from competition.
We have already identified nearly 100 athletes who tested positive and which cannot participate in these Olympic Games.
The IOC asked international sports federations to decide which Russian athletes could be free to compete in Rio. That follows a report by the World Anti-Doping Agency's investigator that detailed evidence of state-sponsored doping in Russia. Senior United Nations officials warn plans to resume intra-Syrian peace talk negotiations by the end of August are at risk because of escalating fighting between government and rebel forces. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, in the city of Aleppo, more than 300,000 civilians have been cut off from food and other relief supplies for the past 3 weeks.
Deputy Special Envoy for Syria, Ramzi Ezzeldin Ramzi, says the world body is absolutely committed to bringing the warring parties back to the negotiating table toward the end of the month.
For these talks to be fruitful, I think the cessation of hostilities has to stand, has to be reinforced, and here the United States and the Russian Federation as co-chairs are in discussion on that particular issue.
The United Nations had hoped to deliver humanitarian aid to 1.2 million people in besieged and hard-to-reach areas affected by conflict in July. But the senior advisor to Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says only 40% was reached. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
American men, it turns out, are, on average, about 7 kilograms heavier than they were just 20 years ago. A new report from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released Wednesday says the average weight for U.S. men over the age of 20 is 88.7 kilograms, according to data from 2011 to 2014. That's up from 82 kilograms based on data that ended in 1994. Average height remained the same. The report did not give reasons for the increased weight, but there are many statistics that show there is an epidemic of obesity in the United States. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.